Praise the Lord, dear listener. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You are once again welcome to Pentecost Hour, a religious broadcast sponsored by the Church of Pentecost General Headquarters. In this edition of Pentecost Hour, kindly join Apostle Eric Nyamiche, the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, as he speaks to the topic, the Virgin Birth. The Virgin Birth.
From every nation, all of creation, they bow. Blessing and honor say, glory and power be unto. From every nation, they bow.
I'll go to the importance of it. I believe that four people knew about the visitation of the angel. I will suggest that the first one is Mary herself. I hope you agree. Can you suggest the next three? Four people who probably had this story. You see, and they handled it very well, because Jesus' detractors, there is nowhere in scripture that they ever accuse him as being an illegitimate child. If you knew, or if you know, anywhere in scripture where Jesus was accused, or the mother was accused of being a harlot or a prostitute, let me know. Then I'll change my stance. So it means that those who were aware, they handled it very well. And all of them, the Bible said they were godly people. So me, I'll take the easiest one. Mary. So just give me the three, one at a time. Yes. Yeah, you are smart. Joseph. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Lisbeth. I also believe that Lisbeth, because she was going to Lisbeth's house to confirm what the angel had said. And then when she got there, things got out of hands. Just by her greeting, babies are leaping in the womb, and women are prophesying. So after all the gymnastics and all that, they will sit down and talk. I'll believe that Lisbeth was aware. I'm suggesting that I am sure that four people were well aware. It is not in scripture. So when you bring your suggestion, and it's not like what I'm thinking, I will say you are wrong, but maybe you are right. So don't worry about it. You can even say that you are sure Judas was aware, and there will be no problem. Let's pick the last one. Zachariah, I agree with you. By that time, he was still down. But because of the noise, he's coming, so, then the woman will say, when his mouth opened, the first thing he did was to prophesy about this boy. Zachariah should be aware. But all these four people, the Bible speaks of them as righteous people. It is very easy to build a church with righteous people. They are able to handle issues without fight. Then they handled this story very well. They handled it very well. You see, it was very important that God intercepted at the right time, because the baby will have to come on earth. And you can't come on earth without a father. You should have a covering. So God was always watching. Always watching for the opportune time. The right person and at the right time. Now God got the right people betrothed to this woman. And then before they could say Jack, the Holy Ghost intercepted. He came in there so that Joseph would act as a covering so that they would not say that this is illegitimate child. So God took the advantage and then came in. Is the story true? I would think that it can happen that Mary made the story and that it was not. I can give her the benefit of it because human beings are smart. It can also happen that Joseph, he did it himself. But you see, there's a story in the scripture that the Bible says that after he decided to take Mary as the wife, he never slept with the woman till she gave birth. That one too is a miracle. You see, do you know, I suspect that something happened on that day. I suspect that. When the angel said, take her back as your wife, the angel did not leave Joseph free. I'm sure he just did this. And then he made him impotent for a while. This is a wonderful story. Eh? Because, you see, heaven wanted to make sure that he would not have any reason to believe that maybe he's my son. Heaven wanted to make sure, because even if it was after 3 months when she had come back from Lisbeth's house and Joseph is to sleep with this woman, when the child is born, Joseph may think that maybe, so they didn't leave that man free at all. They did something to him so that he himself will know beyond all doubt, like Abraham, that he is completely dead and that this one, he was not party to it. I want to give those people the benefit of the doubt. Human beings, you can trust them to a point. So let's say that they were making the story. But the baby in the womb cannot make up the story. Let's listen to the boy himself. Because where was he when the negotiation was going on? So let's listen to the baby. Luke chapter 2. And here I want to say that in Jesus' life, he never referred to Joseph as father. He never did. Luke chapter 2, let's take it from 48 to 51. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother is from Luke, the writer. His mother said to him, son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Now let's listen to Jesus. The Bible says he was just 12 years. Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? After the mother has said, your father and I have been looking for you. So you people, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I have to be in my father's house? And they were all aware that the temple is God's house. Now, let's move on. But they did not understand what he was saying to them. How can they understand? Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Still wondering, who told this boy that Joseph is not the father? Maybe he will not recognize the father. Sometimes we don't even refer to our stepfathers as father. Some of us, depending on how he's treating you. So maybe the man was not treating him well. Let's give him that space. What about the mother? I want to say that in scripture, Jesus never referred to Mary as mother. This one should be bigger than not referring to Joseph as father. At least your mother there is your mother. You agree with me? John chapter 2. Let's start from verse 1. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus' mother. This is the writer saying Jesus' mother Mary was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone or was finished, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Like Jesus is going to speak. Can you read that? Ready, go. Do you call it say? Why should you refer to your mother as dear woman? Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." Then the narrative continues. His mother said to them, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, after referring to her, dear woman, the woman was not disturbed, but he still believes in this son. Then he tells the people, "Do whatever he tells." Maybe this one, it was a slip of tongue. He was going to say mother and said, dear woman. So let's also give him that benefit of that. Let's go to chapter 19 from verse 25. John 19, 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother, this is the writer putting words in Jesus' mouth and eyes. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, that is John the apostle, he said to her, that is the mother, ready, go, read that one. "Here is your son." Dear woman, here is your son. That is the mother. It is the next verse that amazes me. Should we read the next verse? And to the disciple, now he turns the human being, John, and says, and to the disciple, "Here is your..." So all along he knew how to say mother. You understand? He knew how to say mother, but he will not refer. So far as his relationship with Mary is concerned, say, woman. And then he's telling this young man that, you see, this is your mother. You see what is happening now? Let's say that this one, he was dying, so because of the beating, he made some mistakes. Let's go to John chapter 16 from 28 to 30. John 16 from 28. Now, I want to read from the wall because I want to engage it and I want you to be part of it. "I came from the Father." This is Jesus speaking. "And entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." This is Jesus. This is when he was about to leave. "I came from" who? "The Father. And entered the world." How do you enter this world? Who knows how you can come here on this day? Through a woman. So, "I came from the Father and entered the world." You understand? "And I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father." Let's listen to what Peter and his friends will say, the disciples. Verse 29. "Then Jesus' disciples said, 'Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech.'" You see, this is what they are telling him. "As for today, you are so plain." Why are they saying that? It is the next verse that will explain. Verse 30. "Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." But let me explain why they are saying that, hey, today you have been plain. "As for today, you have not used figures of speech." All along, they have been suspecting that this man is not from here. All along, especially on a particular day when there was storm and they were struggling and they were about dying, he was fast asleep. They woke him up. So don't you care that we perish? And when he woke up, says, "Peace be still." And the storm was calm. And he went back to sleep. I'm sure they'll go and stand close to him. It was a day that they said, "What manner of man is this one?" So they always had some suspicion that, "This man, are you sure? We eat with him. He sleeps like we sleep. He snores like some of us." the way he behaves. So they were always thinking that there's something about him. So when he says, I came from the Father, I said, for today, you have told us everything. And now we now believe that you come from God. Now listen. One day he asked them, after prayer, to cross the river and go to the other side. He will follow them soon. And he stayed back to pray. He tarried for a while. And now he decided that he was going to go to where they are without a canoe, without a boat, without a ship. What he was going to do was to walk on the water. So he was walking on water to where they were. When they saw him, they were terrified. Say, we have seen a ghost. Say, I'm not a ghost. It is me, Jesus. Peter said, are you sure? Do human beings walk on water? He said that, if it is you, bid me to come. Say, come. I'm not sure the distance between Peter and Jesus was like this. I wasn't there, but I'm not sure. Because he said, come. He didn't say, jump in. Say, come. It means that he was going to walk to where he was. Then Peter walked on the water. One, two. Then Peter remembered, hey, human beings, we don't walk on water. Then when he was sinking, the Bible says he just stretched forth the hand like that and picked him. And together, they walked on the water. Now listen. You see, today you are clapping, but if you were like Peter, you will never clap. Oh. See, but when they got to their canoe, and then they sat down, Peter would look at him like that and do this. They were always suspicious that this man is not from us. He's not from us. That is why Nicodemus went to him by night. And Nicodemus said, I know you come from heaven. Nicodemus was right. I know you come from above. Because when I watch you, those of us on this planet Earth, yeah, we don't behave the way you behave. You should be a foreigner. Today, you are telling us the truth. Is this story true? The virgin birth. Let's go to the big one. And then we'll move on. Mark chapter 14, verse 61. But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? Some scriptures will bring the Son of God straight. I am, said Jesus. And you see the Son of Man, he's always referring to himself, the Son of Man, sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witness? He asked. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, prophesy. And the guards took him and beat him. Let me ask this question. From this narrative, what took Jesus to the cross? They wrote that the king of the Jews. But this accusation, the king of the Jews, that they took to Pilate, never worked. Because they wanted him, Pilate, to think that he's making himself Caesar. And Pilate didn't see anything like that. That I don't know. Then they brought the second one. It was this one that took him to the cross. What was it? What actually took him to the cross? They were finding charges again. What was the charge that finally took him to the cross? That called for his crucifixion. Yes, from what we just read. Okay, the confession that he was the Son of God took him to the cross. Where was the mother? When this man has said, I'm the Son of God, and the people are so angry, and because of this, they are going to kill him, and you are following him, you are not saying anything. Why didn't the mother say, don't mind him. This is his father. Joseph, brah, brah, brah. This is the father. If at that time Joseph was not dead, why did this woman follow the people, till he was finally crucified? She doesn't have anything to say. That is the truth. But let me come back to a very important thing. It is this confession that I am the Son of God. It is this confession that killed him or took him to the grave. But it's the same acknowledgement of this confession that will bring you from the grave. It is a mystery. This one took him to the grave. But until you acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, you will never come out of the grave. It gave him death, but for us, it is life. John chapter 20, verse 31. John 20, 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. If you believe this confession that took him to the grave, and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, you will also have life. Eventually, he was killed. And then, when the blood landed on the earth, when they pierced the side and the blood landed on the earth, the Bible says graves were open. There was a mighty earthquake. There were this centurion standing there. They looked at him and they said, indeed, this man was the Son of God. Indeed. I want us to stand up at this moment. My intention is to strengthen your faith in Jesus today, that you have no cause to wonder whether he is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. You can't compare any other to him. I want you now to pray that God should open your eyes, that you see him clearly and know him better, that you'll be able to serve him with all your heart. Now listen, his story is not just for peace. When you hear people give New Year messages and messages around Christmas, say Jesus brought us peace. So peace, peace, peace. The issue is not all about. There are implications and repercussions of his birth. Those who receive him, God's favor comes upon them, and then they receive the peace. Those who reject him, the wrath of God is upon them. Where is your mother? Where is your father? Are they born again? What about your children? What about this nation, Ghana? I want us to pray that God open my eyes, number one. Secondly, that this news should be told over the hills and everywhere that Jesus is born. That is an old hymn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. But today, it is about eating and drinking. We are changing Christianity and we are turning the spirit into eating and drinking. But food will certainly destroy churches. I want us to lift up your hands and then begin to pray with all kinds of prayer. Just for some 5 minutes, I want you to pray. Pray until you know that you are praying. Tell him to reveal himself to you the more. Shall we pray together? Sonde bakayan. Biriyan dorobo sende de bakayan. Biriyan dorobo bolobo sende de bakatan. Begin to pray for people you know who are not born again. Mention their name and pray for their salvation. It is not enough to be here and then your lovers are outside crying. No. There are implications. There are repercussions to their rejection of Christ. Let us pray. Let us pray.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down in sweet heaven. The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus passed.
That has been so wonderful and so inspiring and impactful. Word of God spoken by Apostle Eric Nyameche, the chairman of the Church of Pentecost. A barren Elizabeth, because of Christ, the birth of Christ, she conceived, and the baby in the womb leaped for joy. What a wonderful child. The commonality of the name Jesus given to sons in the Jewish world was to remind them of a coming Savior. So there were many Jesuses at the time. But the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it's a wonderful true story. Jesus never referred to Joseph as the father, nor Mary as the mother. Jesus is not the founder of Christianity. He is the Savior of the world. On this note, beloved, I would like Jesus Christ to be your Savior too. If you have believed our message, kindly say these words and this decisive prayer with me. Dear Lord God, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to die on the cross for my salvation. He resurrected from the dead on the third day for my justification. I therefore accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So help me God. Hallelujah. Precious one, if you have no place where you worship, I recommend to you the Church of Pentecost closer to you. In fact, there are about 16,000 local congregations scattered across the country here in Ghana. Kindly locate one, join them, and consolidate your newly found faith. Study the Word of God and fellowship with them. May the Lord bless and keep you. You can reach us on WhatsApp or call 020-173-1136. I repeat, 020-173-1136. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye. Sing unto you.